Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of
Advice from Your Besties.
Woo!
This is where we take your questions and we give you our answers. Okay, so here's a question.
This is a hot one.
You're invited to a party and you ask, hey, what can I bring? Mm-hmm. What do you think is an appropriate thing for a guest to bring to a party?
Dessert.
I'd say
alcohol.
Yeah, alcohol. BYOB. I'm down for that. Mm-hmm. Dessert. Mm-hmm. Maybe like a bag of chips or like a bag of popcorn or like a salsa or something. Like now, a dip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A dip.
A dip.
A dip.
A one.
Okay. This is this. She's underscoring that for a point, for a reason.
One dip.
Now, it's my impression. I've been in the impression if you're throwing a party, the responsibility and the expense of purchasing all the things that you are going to present to your guests falls in. Like, why are you having a party?
Right.
Right.
Like, you provide the food. You're having the party.
We'll buy it. We'll bring our own alcohol.
Yeah.
So what happens then?
So you got invited to a party recently.
Yes, I'm looking forward to going to this party. It's really the first time I've been invited to a party. And so I'm rusty. But I received a text from Johnny and he said, here's what you – Chelsea, here's your list. Now, you have to understand I also hate grocery shopping.
Right.
It's a real challenge. I don't know, whatever – disorder I have, it's just, it's overwhelming, it's stimulating, and again I feel like I'm making wrong decisions. Like, you just know what you're supposed to get for XYZ at all times. So Johnny says, where is it, Dakota made a list for you, which is his boyfriend. Chelsea, burrata cheese, mozzarella cheese, goat cheese, hard cheeses, crab dick, crab dip, my flip lip doesn't and tzatziki sauce.
All okay. When I saw that list out of context that you were asking him what to bring, I just thought he was like, oh, I'm gonna have all these things for you because you are vegetarian, vegan, so we're gonna have like a cheese spread for you. I thought that's what the text was. I didn't know that you were responsible for buying all of that stuff. That is a lot of stuff to bring.
I said, I was, my response was all of it. And I said, that's substantial.
It is substantial.
He's like, ha, 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 ha. Well, let me know what you don't get. Cool if I split it with Rochelle? I sent her a list, too. You know what Rochelle's responsibility was? A baguette and chips.
Yeah, like, what?
I was like, I feel taken advantage of financially.
100%. Like, that cheese is expensive.
He's like,
you're supplying half the charcuterie board.
If not all of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so he said, you said to make a list, girl. It's six things.
Yeah, that's a lot. If you're asking, what can I bring to the party? One thing.
It shouldn't be a shopping list.
No.
It shouldn't be like.
It's not like, oh, you're actually going to feed everyone.
Actually, ask me how much I spent.
How much did you spend?
Can you guess?
Six things on the list.
I got more.
70 bucks.
60 bucks.
Oh, my gosh.
And the cheese place has these designated five offs. $5. $5. All.
Oh, sure.
It's like a
$5 per wedge.
Like, yeah, because it can be very expensive. And so I bought a ton of those.
Okay.
Did you see in the bag?
I did. There was a lot going on.
There was
there.
A lot.
And you got crackers?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I love those crackers.
Yep.
And then two dips. I don't believe they were either one, which he asked for. So he may be making a run to the store. I asked Rochelle to come with me last night.
Yeah.
She drove all the way from her house in DTC to go to my grocery store for 15 minutes. I was like, this is a good friend.
We could have cheese shop this morning.
No, I know. Yeah. I just didn't want to put that on you. And I know we were running out of time. I did think that. And I was like, I can do it in the morning, but there's only so much.
Yeah. So now do you also have to bring your own drinks?
I asked that. It was a little bit of a snarky response. It said, will non-alcoholic options be available or do I need to bring my own drinks? He said, well, we're considering mocktails.
Considering I just bought food for the whole party. Make me a mocktail, bitch.
So here's the thing. I was like, maybe I shouldn't be expressing these dissents because maybe he won't invite me. Like, maybe this is why I don't get invited to parties.
I feel like...
I just feel like taken advantage of.
Yeah. And also, maybe this is a young kid thing.
They are 24.
Yeah.
So I'm more than 20 years older than them.
Right. And also, you know, technically when you do go to a party, you bring a party favor too. Like, you could bring a bottle of wine or you could bring... like some kind of...
For the guest of honor?
Yeah.
I know, right? I would have preferred to like contribute. It really, I don't know why I'm so challenged by this, but I'm frustrated.
It really irks me. And then you had to drop it off this morning because you're not even going to get to the party until later. I was like, what? You're going to like bring the cheese later at like 10 p.m. when everyone's already like have everything set up?
It's all going to be breezed on and touched.
Yeah. Like you had to, you did this grocery shopping for him. Like,
I didn't do my grocery shopping for myself.
Usually you just show up. When you show up, you're like, here, I brought you this. Enjoy. Or not. Cool.
Well, they wanted to plate it.
Well, then he should have gone to the grocery store himself and bought all the cheeses. Mm-hmm. I wonder who's bringing the meats.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't ask for pepperoni.
Pepperoni, a salami. What's the other thing?
Mortadella.
A pancetta.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you got to get the olives. You got to get...
the tapenade.
Uh-huh. What about the berries? You need like a blackberry, a raspberry, a blueberry.
Maybe like the spicy slices. Jam.
Uh-huh. Spicy jam.
I love a jalapeno like blueberry jam. It's delicious. I should have got that while it was... It would have been 70.
And then you got to get the honey with a little tiny honey thing.
I do love that. That little like that honey, thing. Like Winnie the Poohs.
Yeah. Do they have the appropriate knives to be chopping up the cheeses?
They must. Their houses, I look forward to showing you too. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Well, but like, I don't think this is how that works.
No, that's not how that works.
I need to take into consideration the age difference. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. You know, what kind of double got me at the end was that I was like, well, did Rochelle get a fucking shopping list? Did you ask the other, like your leasing guy that we saw today that will be there? I wonder if he got a fucking shopping list.
Right.
Anyway, so I said, Rochelle, and he's like, she already got hers. And then I reached out and I was like, do you want to split this? Because she was equally appalled.
Yeah.
I just don't think they're in the right. They're great guys and I appreciate you hosting for us, but it's like... Anyway, I'm going to not think about it anymore.
Yeah. I'm showing up for 15 minutes. What do I have to bring?
Cheese. Already bought them. Cheeses.
Oh, my gosh.
Not Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. All right. Well.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Chime in. Let us know, like, what would you do? Or what do you think is appropriate to assign people to bring to a party?
How much?
Right?
What's the appropriate?
Yeah. Like, what's the appropriate dollar amount?
30?
Yeah.
40?
Right.
40 at the most. I don't care about inflation. More than 40 is like, oh, am I co-chairing this party?
I know. I don't know. I was buying dinner for another person.
I was like, right before I go on a trip too?
I know.
That was an expense. That's fine. I was like, you know what? You're going to a party. Quit your bitching.
Yeah.
You've never been to a party. You've never been to a party.
Okay. Well, let us know what you would do or how you handle dishing out groceries to your guests. And make sure that you share this episode.
I should have had King Supers deliver it. Yeah. Sorry.
Make sure you share this episode with your bestie. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube at The Honestly Show. And subscribe on Apple and Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Disclaimer. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. The stories and statements expressed herein are experiences and opinions. They may not represent the views of the production studio or the hosts. If you disagree with our content, that's okay. No podcast is perfect for everyone.